93 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden weighing in on the nation's latest mass shooting.
We join the people across the country praying for the families of those killed whose hearts have been broken by yet another horrific gun violence.
The president remembering the victims at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He's in the city to speak to union workers. Life in prison without parole for Ethan Crumbly, the Michigan teen pleading guilty last year to killing four classmates and wounding others at Oxford High School in 2021.
The terror that he caused in the state of Michigan and in Oxford is a true act of terrorism.
Judge Kwame Rowe. Gas Buddy says the median price for a gallon of regular is below $3 a gallon. A federal judge approves a settlement which ends a Trump-era policy which separated families who illegally crossed the border for at least 8 years. Mr. Trump has said he will reinstate the policy if he is reelected. Actor Ryan O'Neill has died. This is ABC News. A partial gag order imposed on former President Trump in the federal January 6th case has been upheld.
The appeals court says it sees the, quote, real-time, real-world consequences that have come from Donald Trump's statements, including a death threat made against the judge overseeing this case. But the appeals panel says her gag order, prohibiting Trump from targeting witnesses and court personnel, is too broad. Trump will be able to criticize the special counsel and even potential witnesses, but the ruling says he cannot speak about their roles or testimony in the case. He also can't make statements that might spark interference with Jack Smith's team or with the judge's staff.
ABC's national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Irish President Michael Higgins was among the hundreds at today's funeral mass for Pogues frontman Shane McGowan. Thousands lined the streets of Dublin to see the musician's coffin as it made its way to a family funeral outside the capital. McGowan died in November at the age of 65 after a career that fueled Irish music with punk rock. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As many as 20 people in Wisconsin are sick with salmonella poisoning. That's according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. At least 359 cases are confirmed in the United States and Canada. Three people have died. The outbreak is tied to cantaloupe. Young teachers say they hope a lawsuit to overturn Act 10 collective bargaining restrictions in Wisconsin will lead to better pay and more teachers. Maddie Topp is a grad student and teaching assistant at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
We have people who have to live with many roommates or don't have enough money to get groceries.
Police and firefighter unions get to collectively bargain in Wisconsin, but not most other public employees. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Tuesday, December 12th at 5 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park, there will be a yoga practice to honor the winter solstice. There will be an hour of yoga followed by a social hour with hot chocolate and snacks. Please bring your own yoga mat and towel/blanket. The cost is $8, but there is no need to RSVP. If you have questions, you can call 715-339-7282 or email fofs@pcccnet.net.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team will take on the number one ranked team in the country, the Arizona Wildcats, tomorrow at 2:15 in Tucson. Wisconsin now ranked 23rd after beating Marquette and Michigan State. The Badgers women's volleyball team now in the Elite Eight. Wisconsin with a win over Penn State 3-1. NBA, the Bucks are coming home after losing to the Pacers 128-119 in the in-season tournament. Giannis had 37 points and 10 rebounds. He talked about the tournament's format finally making it to America.
It was kind of strange when I came around here 10 years ago that the NBA wasn't doing that. It was only the championship. But I think just brings a lot of meaning, you know, to the games. And you play a game like this at 2 p.m. 2 p.m. here, 4 p.m. in Milwaukee. So it's around 10 p.m. in Greece. Like, if people stay up and watch the game.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
If you like it now.
Hot new country.
If you liked it then.
Songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Country.
Dancing with the Stars alum. I'll fill you in on why next. And Parker McCullough, right now.